Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Thank you. compartir contigo este rito fraterno, ofrecido a nuestra madre y a nuestro padre. Palabra y sentimiento, abrazo de canto, compromiso de libertad y sueños, grito de esperanza y paz para el dolor y para el llanto. Fuerza de amor, canto más vida.
Hacia aquel lugar, en el horizonte de mi mente se ha escondido el sol, como un recuerdo que me llega de su corazón. Ella no existe más. Ella no existe más. Ella es una nube que el viento conquistó. Ella es una nube que el viento conquistó. Ella es una nube que el viento conquistó.
Thank you.
fuente de mi mente se ha escondido el sol. En el horizonte de mi mente se ha escondido el sol. Detrás de una nube y un beso ardiente derritió.
Los Jaivas, the Chilean band that plays Inca jazz rock. Beautiful, beautiful song dedicated to Mother Earth and our planet should. Oh, I keep saying that every week. I repeat myself. And so, yeah, I will never stop saying it because obviously we need our surroundings, we need our forests, we need our rivers. Unpolluted, being polluted too much, you know, with factories and buildings and stuff. So anyway, yes, amigos, this music is all dedicated to Pachamama, Mother Earth. And as I promised, Manolo, I'm going to play you a track from a tape, a cassette tape for you. And yes, obviously, you know, the song's crashed. Do you remember when the tape player used to chew up the tape, and it would be singing really nice and beautiful, and then stop. Well, I hope that this won't stop, because these machines here at the studios are pretty good, you know, very good. They can take any beating, man. You know, you can kick them all over the place. You know, they still work, man. That is old-fashioned, old-school, old-fashioned manufacturers. Yeah. And that's what we got here. They all work perfectly okay, apart from... excuse me. Apart from the CD2, occasionally. He plays up to certain tracks on CDs. So anyway, without any further ado, Manuel, here's the track that I promised you that I was going to play for you from my tape. This is Aguatiña, all the way from Bolivia. Thank you.
El tiempo de la vida se me está yendo, y el que limita el tiempo se está riendo. De no ganar hermanos pa'l nacimiento, pa'l nacimiento, pa'l nacimiento. Canta, canta, gorrión de la mañana. Canta, 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 gorrión de amor. Que cuando pase esta noche encontrarás tu nido lleno de sol. Que cuando pase esta noche encontrarás tu nido lleno de sol. El altar de la sangre se está viviendo. El Salvador, hermano, se está tiñendo. Romero florecido lo va diciendo. Lo va diciendo, lo va diciendo. Canta, canta, gorrión de la mañana. Canta, 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 gorrión de amor. Que cuando pase esta noche encontrarás tu nido lleno de sol. Que cuando pase esta noche encontrarás tu nido lleno de sol. Voy a salir a sonreírle a la guerra y sus fusiles. Voy a echar un poco de tierra y una raíz de esperanza al hoyito del cañón, al hoyito del cañón. Déjale. Canta, canta, gorrión de la mañana. Canta, 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 gorrión de amor. Que cuando pase esta noche encontrarás tu nido lleno de sol. Que cuando pase esta noche encontrarás tu nido lleno de sol. Lleno de sol. Lleno de sol.
Eso, that was Sol y Lluvia. Sol y Lluvia, fantastic band from Chile that was formed during the dictatorship. How brave these guys were. They got arrested a few times, you know, after the concerts for speaking against the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. Good friends with Margaret Thatcher, by the way. Well, no, they weren't good friends with Margaret Thatcher. The Pinochet dictatorship was friends with Margaret Thatcher. These guys, they didn't like her at all, man. They didn't like her at all. And you know why? Because she was supporting the dictatorship, you know? And that is the reason why we're here. In exile, you know, this is what we're here for. You know, we're not having a holiday here, and I got stuck here, man. I've been here for 50 years, 50 years, man. Can you imagine that? Yeah, a lifetime, you know. And I've enjoyed my stay here. I've been welcomed here, and it's been I'm not saying fantastic, you know, because when you live away from where you want to be, from your family and everything, you know, obviously it's not fantastic, you know, but I'm not saying that I'm not saying that it was bad at all, you know. Exile is like being away, they send you out of your country, they kick you out of your country, in fact, you know, they don't ask you to leave, they kick you out of the country, you know. My stepdad, unfortunately, he was kicked out, but he was kicked out with the condition that he took his family with him. So he brought us here, yes, and here we are. My sister lives in near London. I've got three daughters. I'm here. I've got three children. I've done everything, you know, from bin man, waiter. I worked in recording studios. I've done lots of stuff. And I played lots of football, too. I drank a lot. I'm still doing it, by the way. So, yes, amigos, and I came here, I contributed, you know, I worked, I contributed to this country, you know, this is the reason why I go on and on and on and on about it, you know, because you have to find a way to make the natives of this country welcome you, you know, they will welcome you if you come here in good intentions and to do good stuff, you know. It's not that difficult, amigos, you know. If you run away from dictatorship, you know, and you get welcome in a country where they can help you with housing, with education, with maintenance, you know, to keep you going, to keep you alive, obviously you're going to be grateful to this country. You're not going to do any damage to them because they're giving you a hand. They're giving you hope that you can actually progress, you know, go further and be something, you know, do something. Become somebody, you know what I mean? So, yeah, what is happening in the United States right now, you know, there were too much delinquency that arriving in the country because there was a chance to go there. There was a chance to actually get into the United States and change your style of life. And also, the Latin American people, they also dream, you know, the American dream, all the dream. You know, once they get there, it's not a dream, man. It becomes kind of like a nightmare because obviously they're not being treated the way they wanted to be treated. Also, you know, too many movies, you know, the movies that they show you in Latin America, you know, with massive houses, you know, with two or three cars, you know, parked on the driveway. Swimming pool, wow, they show you the best, right? And that's why the Latino people, you know, they think, wow, man, you know, and I live in a shed here. I would like to go there, you know, and work, you know, do something, you know, and have the same as these people. That's not the case. Even the United States people, even the USA citizens are suffering right now. I've been watching a documentary last night about in California, you know, tent city, people living in tents, people living in car parks, you know, because they can't afford to buy an apartment or to rent an apartment. $3,000, you know, I think it was a month for one bedroom apartment, you know, and plus the tax and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, these places, you know, the car parks, you know, where people living in car parks right now, can you imagine that, living in a car park? You know, because you live in your car, in a car park, okay? And these people, lots of them, the majority of them, they work. They work, they live in the car park, they live in their car, in the car park, right? And then they get up in the morning and they go to work. But even the money they get from the wages and salaries, you know, they're not enough to actually obtain, you know, acquire somewhere to live. How sad is that, man? You know, you wear your arse off, you know, and you still cannot afford a place, a roof over your head. That is bad, 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 bad. And then you got another place, you know, Philadelphia, you know, Kensington Avenue. I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's full of people, you know, like they've been kind of rejected, you know, by society, you know. Drug addicts, homeless people that not with no help at all. The only help they get is one of them collapses, you know, on the floor. The paramedics just around the corner picking up the pieces kind of thing, and taking them to, you know, somewhere where can actually be attended to by medical staff, you know, and if they died, they died, you know. Nobody knows where these people came from. Nobody knows who these people are, you know. So it's like, it's a very, 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 very sad world that is turning out to be, you know. And that's why I feel really, really worried, you know, and sad about the new generations. And what are we looking up to, you know? You got some crap music being played as well. Like, so you know what I mean? Music being affected. Art, you know, art. You go to gallery now and you see like a toothbrush stuck on the wall, and that's art. You know what I mean? After you go to the Capilla Sixtina, you know, there, and you see Michelangelo's and all these guys, you know, who actually did murals and paintings and stuff. And then you get that toothbrush stuck on a wall, and people are sitting there watching it and taking selfies with it. And that's how sad it is. Well, that's just one example of how sad the whole world has turned out to be. The other one is the music. Oh yes, auto-tune, man. You know, so you can have as much talent as you want, but sometimes, you know, they fail you because, you know, oh, you're not hitting the right note, you know. But as soon as you use auto-tune, you know, you're there, you got it, yeah. So you're not actually original, you know. You got the technology helping you out, right? The technology is helping me out right now to also be able to talk to you with the microphone, which is transmitting my words out to you. Without the microphone, I will not be able to do that. You know, I cannot shout loud enough for Manolo, my compadre, to listen to me from Rotherham. You know what I mean? So that is technology used in the right way, using the whatever skill or talent, you know, the person's got, you know, to talk, to sing, you know, without the help of the computers and all the ding, 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 ding. It all sounds the same, you know, auto-tune. Man, forget it, you know, just be original. Be a Robert Plant. Be Ian Gillan. Be an Elton John. Be a Tom Jones. Be a Jimi Hendrix. Be a Prince. Be Madonna. Be Joe Cocker. You know, be someone with originality, with natural talent, you know what I mean? So anyway, yes, putting all that together, someone said to me the other day, you know, why you always talk about sad things, you know? I said, because we're being sad, we don't notice that we're being sad, because there's so much sadness around that it has become natural to us. Now we live in sadness. We live in kind of like, oh, you know what I mean? But we don't do much about it. The industry doesn't do much about it. The industry wants us to be sad, because then they can sell you all the chemicals and all the stuff to cheer you up, you know? And all they do is just they fill their pockets with the money that you're giving them, you know? And you're fictitiously, I don't know if that word exists actually, fictitiously happy. You know, but you're not happy, happy, happy. Yeah, you're happy because you took a couple of pills, you know, and whoa, you know what I mean? And now the drugs, you know, the drugs are not safe anymore. When I said that in the pub, you know, not long ago, everybody started laughing because I was talking to some of my mates, and people in the table next to us, I don't know, I speak pretty loud, in fact, you know. So I said, we were kind of like arguing about this thing, you know, discussing the whole thing, you know, arguing about it. And I just said very loud, you know, to my friends, you know, said, and just think how sad the world turned out to be, man, no? You know what I mean? Drugs now, they're not safe anymore. I used to think that drugs were safe, you know, in the 60s, 70s, you know, with just regular, mild, whatever, right? Okay, there were other stuff that was pretty lethal, you know, but I'm saying, right now, everything that you touch nowadays could be lethal, you know? So that's what I meant. And people and the table next to us, they were starting laughing and saying, oh, my God, that's the best thing I've heard today. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, you know, thank you, man, for agreeing with me. Anyway, amigos, let's carry on with the music. And I thank God that Gaza is having a break, you know, from being massacred and genocide has put a halt to it. But not at all, not in fact fully. People are still being arrested. People are still being harassed. And there's no respect, you know, to the ceasefire. No respect at all. So how do you expect to have support for those people who don't respect agreements, who don't respect what has been signed? It's been signed, okay, we're just going to stop for a while, you know, because we're running out of victims, you know. And also, people are being, sorry, the pressure on the assassins, you know, Zionist assassins, you know, is being quite strong, and more countries, you know, are turning against them, because obviously, you know, the little bit of humanity in people's hearts, in some countries' hearts, is touching them, is waking them up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, you know. So that is the reason why there was a ceasefire, so-called ceasefire. But the news, the media, will not tell you that, obviously. I've been seeing Al Jazeera, you know, and all these channels, foreign channels, you know, where they tell you the actual truth, you know. But here, they don't tell you anything. Still going on, not as bad as it was, because if it was as bad as it was, it would be on the news, right? But in small amounts, you know, it's happening. Still happening. People being arrested, people being killed, you know, and so on. So, blah, 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 ceasefire. Trump will say, yeah, because I got involved in this. My friend, you and Stammer, Mr. Trump, and most of the politicians nowadays, you know, they're putting people off politics. Now, the belief in politics is fading away. Nobody's going to believe you anymore because lies, 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 lies. And once you get to power, you turn your back on whatever you said, whatever you promised. And that is a fact. That is a fact. And with that fact, we're going to carry on with music.
Y llamo tu cuerpo, 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 y llamo t una gitana morena.
Cada bala mata um, lá em cima do ombro tem um copo com veneno, quem bebeu morreu. Pim pam pum, cada bala mata um, lá em cima do ombro tem um copo com veneno, quem bebeu morreu. Kirbi 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 macaco, macaco quer boar e quer boar.
Pim pam pum, cada bala mata. quem bebeu morreu. Cribi, 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 macaco, macaco quer boar e quer boar.
Dançam no ambu em danças de guerra, bombardeiam sem parar, yeah. Sou um escravo fugitivo, a minha alma está no meio. Ei, Cota Silva, legaliza a situação do rapaz. Filho do homem negativo, ei, ei, ei. 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 Se olhar para o céu verás que tudo é feito, em já, o oh, Jajawê. Celeste pássaro celestial foi feito pela mão de já, o oh, Jajawê. Ei, não percas o feeling, talvez sejas bom rapaz. Filho do homem negativo, ei, ei, ei. Filho do homem negativo, ei, ei, ei. Filho do homem negativo, ei, ei, ei. Filho do homem negativo.
Eu já lavei o meu carro, regulei o som. Já tá tudo preparado, vem que o grego é bom. Menina, fica à vontade, entre e faça a festa. Me liga mais tarde, vou adorar, vão nessa. Gata, me liga mais tarde, tem balada. Quero curtir com você na madrugada, dançar, pular até o sol raiar. Gata, me liga mais tarde, tem balada. Quero curtir com você na madrugada, dançar, pular. Que hoje vai rolar o tchê 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 tchê. Me liga, mas tá sem balada. Quero curtir com você na madrugada, dançar, rolar até o sol raiar. Gata, me liga, mas tá sem balada. Quero curtir com você na madrugada, dançar, rolar. Que hoje vai rolar o tchê 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 tchê. Gustavo Lima e você. Chora, Gaiteiro! Gata, me liga, mas tarde tem balada. Quero curtir com você na madrugada, dançar, pular até o sol raiar. Gata, me liga, mas tarde tem balada. Tem Gustavo Lima até de madrugada, dançar, pular. Que hoje vai rolar o tchê 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 tchê. Gustavo Lima e você tchê 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 tchê. A galera canta assim, ó. Se você me olhar, vou querer te pegar e depois namorar, curtição. Me liga, mas tá sem balada. Quero curtir com você na madrugada, dançar, colar até o sol raiar. Gata, me liga, mas tá sem balada. Quero curtir com você na madrugada, dançar, colar. Que hoje vai rolar o tchê 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 tchê. Gustavo Lima e você tchê 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 tchê. Gustavo Lima e você.
Gustavo Lima. Okay, amigos, amigas, we're coming to the end of the show. I hope that you enjoyed it fully. Manolo, thank you very much for joining us. And Robert, Charlie, well, the list is too long to mention. Anyway, amigos, in general, to all of you guys, I love you and love one another and protect Mother Earth and free Palestine. Ciao, ciao. ¶¶
Politic needs votes. Politic needs your mind. Politic needs human beings. Politic needs lies. That's why, my friend, it's an evidence. Politic is violence. Why, my friend, it's an evidence. Politic is violence. Drugs, politic use bombs, politic need torpedoes, politic needs blood. That's why, my friend, it's an evidence. Politic is violence. Why, my friend, it's an evidence. Politic is violence. Politic need force, politic need cries, politic need ignorance. Politic need lies. Politic kills, politic kills, politic kills. Politic kills, politic kills, politic kills. Politic kills, politic kills, politic kills. Politic kills, politic kills. Cries. Politic need ignorance. Politic need lies. Politic need force. Politic need cries. Politic need ignorance. Politic need lies.
Today it's raining. Today it's raining.